Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. We're thankful that God has allowed us to be on the air. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God, God's way, that with people that use the King James Bible and stand on what the Bible says, you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. It may be that you have questions concerning the things that we believe. You can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of your questions. Also, if you have internet connections, you can go to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information concerning the things that are taught, preached, and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to turn to the book of Psalms 33 and verse 12 and think on the subject, What America Needs Today. That's Psalms 33 and verse 12. The Bible said in this place, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Notice what America needs today more than any other thing is the blessings of God Almighty. There has never been a nation rise to power in this world but what God did not know about it. There is never a nation that has fallen except God knew about it. Think of this, folks. There has never been a bird that falls to the ground in death except God knows it. Do we think that a nation could rise to power or a nation could fall from its power without the knowledge of God? Listen again, Psalms 33 and verse 12. The Bible said, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Yes, we need the blessings of God upon us in our nation today as never before. Notice in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2, Israel was in danger of falling into calamity because they had forgotten God. Israel had forgotten their heritage, just like the United States of America is forgetting its Christian heritage and the way we were founded upon godly principles. Notice what Jeremiah says concerning Israel who is going to fall. In Jeremiah 4, verse 1 and 2, If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And thou shalt swear, The Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Notice, folks, here that God is telling Israel, If you will just return unto me, then return and put away your abominations from my sight. Understand here, God is not telling Israel to put away their abominations from their sight, but God is telling Israel to put away their abominations from his sight. And this is what we need to do today. We need to put away our sin and our wickedness from God's sight. In other words, we might hide something from us, but we cannot hide anything from God. Yes, our nation needs to be blessed of God, because only God can deliver us from the calamities that we are facing. Only God is going to be able to bless us. Notice what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through verse 16. The Bible said, Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. What a calamitous thought that is. The Bible said, as Jesus spoke these words, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, what is the salt good for? Why, it's good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Notice in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 5, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Then Jesus says these words, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, what a truth it is, folks, that we need the blessings of God upon us. But remember this, that Jesus said to us as individuals, we are the light of the world. And if we are ashamed to pronounce the name of Jesus Christ in public, then God said, I will be ashamed of you in the day of judgment. Jesus said that if you deny me in this world, I will deny you when you stand before me in judgment. We are the light of the world, are we not? We are a Christian nation, supposedly. America has been founded upon Christian principles. But if we do not let our light shine, then we are good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. What a terrible thought that is. Notice in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, and I know this verse is written to the nation of Israel, but I know that the principles here are good for us. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Yes, I know 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 is written to the nation of Israel. But the principle of it is that if God's children will seek the face of God, if God's children will humble themselves, if God's children will pray, if God's children will turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Notice, first of all, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, get this, that if the chosen of God will turn back to God. I'd ask you this morning, are you one of the chosen of God? A direct question. I believe it deserves a direct answer. Are you one of the chosen of God? The answer is either yes or no. If you are one of those chosen of God, listen, God is talking to you. And God is saying to you, if my people, which are called by my name, we're talking about Christians here, because saved people who live after Christ ought to be called after the one they're following. That's Jesus Christ. We ought to be called Christians. And Jesus says here, if my people, which are called by my name, you're not talking about the world turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's talking about God's children who call themselves Christians following Jesus and His Word instead of following the latest trends, fashions of this world. Notice what the Bible said in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. And understand what the Bible is saying. I pray God that you'll hear this morning. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14 states, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Folks, the truth is this, that the grace of God that has chosen you unto salvation and has given you salvation, has granted unto you, and you have received that free gift of salvation, we ought to live like we're saved. We ought to stay away from sin and wickedness and abominations. We ought to search the Bible diligently, and God will reveal unto us what He wants us to know and what He wants us to do. You see, the problem in this world today is not sinners. The problem today is God's children who have forsaken God and holiness and righteousness. For we are the light of the world. For we are the salt of the earth. But if we, as God's children, have lost our saltiness, we are good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. I would ask you this morning, are you one of the chosen of God? Has God touched you? Has God moved upon you? Has God redeemed your unworthy soul from a devil's hell? Let me ask you, if you are one of God's own, are you living as a Christian? Are you living like the world? The Bible says that because Jesus Christ has given Himself for us, we ought to give our lives unto Him. Jesus Christ redeemed us from all iniquity. He desires that we be pure unto Him, a peculiar people zealous of good works. Are we that? Notice what the Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Not only does the Bible say, if my people which are called by my name, the Bible also says, shall humble themselves. Notice, the Bible is stating here that God's children are not humble. Notice what the Bible states also in the book of James chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but He giveth more grace? Wherefore He said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. What a blessing it is to know that God will listen to the prayer of the humble. But are we one of those chosen of God? Are we proud? Are we proud of who we are and what we're doing? Are we proud of our possessions, believing that we have gotten all these possessions by our own right, and God has nothing to do with it? Listen again. The Bible not only says in the book of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name, the Bible also says, shall humble themselves, and then, this verse says, and pray. The indications are, is that God's children are not praying. I'm afraid that we are not praying to God Almighty as we ought. The Bible said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, we ought to pray without ceasing. That is, that we should be in a constant attitude of prayer to Almighty God. But let me ask you, have you ever gotten to the place that you have to get yourself into the attitude of prayer? The Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. The Bible said we ought to constantly be in touch with Almighty God. And then the 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says that God's children ought to seek the face of the Lord. We ought to seek it. Listen to what Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 states. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Oh, listen, what a truth it is that we ought to turn from our wicked ways. We ought to know how we sin before an almighty and a holy God. You may be listening this morning and you may be saying, I don't have any sin. Then you need to read your Bible just a little bit more. And you need to find out what God expects and not what men expect of you, because there is a difference. You know what America needs today is to be blessed of God Almighty. And my prayer is that God's children will turn to God, will humble themselves, that they will seek the face of the Lord, that we will turn from our wicked ways, and that we will be able to hear from heaven, and that God will forgive our sin and heal our land. Let me ask you this morning, are you willing to do it God's way in order to receive the blessings of God? Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us. Once again, we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast.